as a number of events and activities are planned for the coming weeks to help us get in the mood to celebrate the holidays, a local dentist and community leader has something big and new in the works that we can really sink our teeth into. This is Lisa Berry, and I'll do my best to try and avoid the dental puns as we talked with Northville dentist and founder of Preservation Dental, Dr. Bill Demery. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Lisa.
You may have heard of him for his many community efforts and his Binky Tree and photography, his vintage Volkswagen collection, but he's here today to talk about his big tree of teeth. Where do we begin with that one?
So we have a 16-foot high tree outside the dental office, and it's made up of teeth. Now, I should say it's made up of plastic teeth that are about 8 inches in size, and they weigh about 8 ounces apiece, and there's 1,111 teeth on that tree. People often say, why 1,111? Well, it's considered to be a number of enlightenment, so we just sort of chose that.
Yes. I guess we should start with, where are you located?
We're located in downtown Northville on the corner of Griswold Street and East Main.
And where did these giant plastic teeth come from?
They came from a blow molding manufacturer in Coloma, Michigan. The name of the company is SPI, and they were so very kind to take on this project. It was a small project for them. They do large-scale blow molding for companies like John Deere and things like that. So we came up with, we need these teeth, you see, and we want them to have three roots and look like molars, and we got into it a little bit with et cetera, and it was all about cost-benefit discussions. But we came up with this sort of a cartoon-like tooth. It's sort of real, sort of cartoon-like, but it's recognizable as a tooth, as a molar.
And what were they originally used for?
Well, probably a more unusual project than this Christmas tree. It was for a project that we had where we had three tooth falls, teeth pouring out of the upper windows of our dental office on the second floor onto the parking lot. And this was 5 years ago. The impetus behind that came from a photograph in Prohibition era Detroit, where the federal government discovered barrels of whiskey in this warehouse, and they were dumping them out of the second story windows of this warehouse. So there's a photograph from the day, black and white photograph, of these whiskey pouring out in waterfalls out of this building. So I kind of looked at that and said, I guess it's because I'm a dentist. I thought, gee, we could do that with teeth. And the why was, we had an art week in Northville, and that was our contribution with a large-scale outside art installation, which I'm a big fan of big-scale outdoor art installations, no matter how kitschy they are. And some of my favorites are the street light display in front of the Los Angeles County Museum of Modern Art, for instance. I always like that Marilyn Monroe that toured the country,
right,
stepping on the grate with the wind blowing up her skirt. Crazy things on one hand, but they just, I'm a sucker for them. That's all I can say. So he did this installation with teeth pouring out the windows, and then my office manager Denise Jenkins said, you know, you have to have a purpose for this, or people are going to think strange things. So she came up with, it's going to have something to do with, let's see, the tooth fairy is moving out of her existing quarters, but in the meantime her warehouse isn't finished, so we brought all her teeth to the office, and we filled the entire building up to the top with teeth. The windows broke out on the second story, and the teeth poured out. So that gave us sort of a legitimate reason, if that sounds legitimate. And then we took it one step further and said, okay, what we're going to do with the teeth, the extra teeth that we had, because we made 4,000. We used 3,333 for 1,111 for each tooth fall. And with the extra ones, we started an art competition, and people made very creative things out of these teeth. And the prize winners at the end were a couple that made the Big Bad Wolf and his wife. But there are a lot of very fancy teeth that we have. We have one tooth that's been signed by all the characters in the Disney parades in Orlando. And just a lot of things happen with the teeth. But there was some money involved in this, prize money and some extra money, and we donated $6,000 to the University of Detroit School of Dentistry mobile dental clinic. So we just had a lot of fun with it. And then those teeth got parked for 5 years. And people kept asking, what about the teeth? Where are they? Did you dispose of them? Did you keep them? And we said, well, of course we kept them because we made them of a non-yellowing plastic. So they were still bright white. And what are we going to do with them? And as actually Denise had said, let's make a Christmas tree out of it. And so there you have it.
When was the first year this giant Christmas tree made out of plastic teeth was on display in Northville?
It was last year, and the reason we did it last year is because there was no holiday parade because of COVID.
Yeah.
And we felt that people in the middle of this pandemic were cooped up in their houses, and they needed something. They needed some cheer. They needed some holiday. They needed something they could go to that was outside, something they could social distance and be safe and enjoy. So we did this last year. Kind of quickly, we did have some entertainment, and it turned out really, really well. And this year, we decided, in typical fashion around here, that we always up the bar, and we decided to add 96 strobe lights to it, which created the IT and the electronic portion of this. I looked inside the tree yesterday, and there's all these circuit boards and all this stuff. I'm like, wow. I don't know if we should have done this, but this is a little over the top, but it's pretty spectacular. We're up in the bar this year, so we've got more entertainment, more lights. We're going to combine our holiday parade cars, which are Rudolph and his reindeer. They're going to be on display going through their light program. We have a 13-foot candy cane that also has a computerized program on it. So we're going to have lights all around you, music, a hot dog stand, a hot cider, hot chocolate, Santa Claus. Mayor Brian Turnbull is going to help us light the tree as well.
That's all happening Friday night.
It's all happening Friday night, yeah.
And when you say your dentist office, Preservation Dental, is really located in a historic home in downtown Northville on the corner, right?
Yes, it's in a building that was created in 1878. It was built for the daughter of the man that owned the lumber sawmill across the street. The Rouge River was a portal for logs that were cut, floated down the river to a pond, a mill pond here in Northville. And they used to saw the logs there. And then in the early 1900s, Henry Ford bought that and made one of the three village factories that were powered by water wheels. His idea, you might recall, is to take the factories to the country. So farmers in this area who had not much to do in the 3 months of winter with good labor that he could use. And rather than have to travel all the way to Detroit, they went to work near their homes, and they were powered by water wheels. And that is water wheel is still functioning today, thanks to Rick Cox that owns the building now.
So Friday night, you're going to officially light this tree of teeth. You're going to have hot dog cider and the mayor. But moving forward throughout the upcoming holiday season, it's going to be sort of like a destination people can drive by and see it?
Yes, we're planning on from December 12th through Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas, and then through January 6th, the Epiphany, we're planning on running a five-minute version of this automatically at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. so they can see and hear the basis of the light show on the tree itself. Of course, that program won't be that we're having Friday night won't be there all the time, but the tree will be lit. And there is one other sort of, I won't say unique because it might be expected. What's going to be on top of the tree is a tooth fairy, a 3.5-foot high tooth fairy in the most gorgeous dress made by Miss Charlotte. It's just fantastic. And she's
inflatable,
beautiful up there.
Or what is she made of?
Oh, no, she's not inflatable.
Oh, she's not? Okay.
She is so precious, and she is made of materials, and the dress is made of materials. It holds up quite well in the elements, in the weather. She does quite well up there, and she's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. No, she's not inflatable, but she's quite awesome.
Yeah, well, we will have photos of your Volkswagen collection, I guess, dressed as reindeer this year, and the huge tree of teeth, and maybe a video from last year, although, again, you've upped your game this year, so it'll be bigger and better. And we appreciate all that you do for the community.
Well, you are very welcome, and so is our community. We have a great community here, and, you know, we try to pay it forward every single day.
Right. Dr. Bill Demery of Preservation Dental in Northville, thanks so much for this, and we look forward to checking it out in person.
Thank you, Lisa.